Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our mind. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
Change the world what it used to be. Do it alone.
Do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Tell me now, wonder what you're telling me now. Stop fire!
Our children, to bring up our children in the way of the Lord so that when they grow older, they will not depart. When this talks about teach the children, teach the babies, we are all instructed to wake up, each and every one of us. There is no more sleeping in bed, no more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. When we think about that this world has changed so very much from where it used to be, there's so much hatred, war, and poverty. And when we think about that, we know that based on what we're going through today, we all need to wake up, and we need to understand and know what we need to do. We got to understand and know, especially our teachers, and all of us are teachers in our own right. It's time to teach, as this awesome and powerful lyrics tells us. It's time to teach a new way. We got to allow the things that are behind us to stay there. But as we press forward to the mark of the high calling, there are things we must do today to prepare ourselves to teach our children so that we know as they are our future, they have a way to go and that they have the ability to be able to make better decisions. And so my name is Tammy Storr. I will be joined a little later by Minister Jesse, thanking God for your presence tonight and making your way here at the Blog Talk Radio Show. Grateful and thankful God has freed up his schedule, allowed you to be here, allowing you an opportunity to understand and know, one, the willingness to fight demons. And we all know that demons come and they lurk around and they see where they might be able to devour. If you have no power and you come across as though you're a weakling, they're gonna attack. But with you coming and you come full force knowing who you serve, and you serve a mighty God that has an army that can fight any demon that comes your way in the form of Satan, because he can be, if only you allow him to be, a powerful force in your life. But we don't want that. And so that's why these are the topics that we choose, because these are the areas that we get attacked more than not. And so many of us get attacked there and kind of shove them under the rug and don't ever deal with them. But how many of us know that the sooner we deal with some of these demons that come in and try to attack our families, the better we are. We're able to overcome. And how many of us know when you deal with challenges and situations, The only thing it's going to do is make you stronger, wiser, and better as you continue to move in this wonderful life that God has given us. And so as we talk about tonight, one is the willingness to fight demons. There are some of you that have had some demons that have tried to come in, and you've had the ability to put God's super on your natural and fight and kick them back out the front door, back out the back door, and allow them an opportunity to recognize, know, and understand that they have no place in your home, in any of your children's home, in any of your lives, on the workplace, or anywhere. But you have to recognize and know when a demon comes in order to deal with it. And so I'm praying that tonight you will be blessed, but more importantly, that you will press 1 on your phone and you will be placed in the host queue to be able to speak and help another brother or sister understand what you did to overcome the demon that came your way. They all come our way if only you're honest with tonight and just let us know how you overcame some of those demons. And some of us are still overcoming some of the demons that interfere. Nothing we do in life, or nothing we should do, should I say, in life, we should do with knowing that we must usher in the Holy Spirit in everything we do. As we get into this subject tonight, as you can see, it is one that I'm excited about. It's one that I know you're going to be appreciative of. It's one that I pray and hope, not only me, but Jesse, Minister Jesse, hopes and prays that you get it in your spirit, in your heart, and you allow it to manifest and be everything you need it to be yourself. And so I just pray tonight that you open up your ear gates, you open up your heart, you open up your vocal cords to be able to be a blessing to others. And so, Holy Spirit, we just thank you for your presence tonight. We pray tonight, Lord God, that you go and be with us. Give us an understanding heart of everything you desire for us to do. I pray tonight, Father, that you continue to help order the steps that Jesse and I both have. Help us be better individuals. Therefore, we'll be better spouses. Therefore, we'll be better friends. Therefore, we'll be better individuals that we can communicate with others, Lord God, family members and outside friends. And I just pray tonight, Lord God, not only will we benefit from the studies that we've done as we prepared ourselves to come and share with you tonight, but we want you to benefit as well. And we also want to take the opportunity to learn from you. Anyone that desires to speak and share through transparency things that you've done, you and your spouse, that helped you get beyond some of the challenges of this world that the demons that try to attack us, we just ask that you come and you just allow us an opportunity to hear your soft, sweet voice tonight. And I just pray that God continue to allow all of us to grow and be prosperous. Holy Spirit, as we go through this next hour and the next 2 hours, because I know that you would also be in the midst of being with our dear sister, Apostle Leah, killings, that you would be in the midst of allowing her, Lord God, a word in season to share with her listening audience. I pray tonight for every individual that's under the sound of my voice, whether you're married, whether you're single, whether you come just to learn a little bit about what you know God wants you to know about being married, and in particular about oneness, the willingness to fight demons, because the sooner you realize, know, and understand that they're coming, the easier it is to fight them off. I mean, that's just like when you're riding down the street and you see some car lights coming at you and you might not know whether or not they're in your lane or not. You go on high alert, and if you need to move over, then you do just that. It was no different than I saw on the news tonight that there was like a almost like what you call a runaway big wheeler that was on the road, and the brakes went out. And so as he was coming so fast, he was beeping his horn to bring awareness, Lord God. And I know that because of you and because you gave him that ability to do that, cars were moving off, going into ditches off the side of the road just to avoid this big truck that was coming at them in full speed, but he just couldn't stop. But I thank you that you gave them the ability to understand that something was coming and they had to make some decisions and make some moves to get out of the way. That's the same thing, Lord God, when we know that Satan is sending some of those evil demons at us our way, that he wants to destroy and kill any and everything in his path. But when we see it coming, it gives us the ability to put our arms, our hands to fight it off and to know that it won't bring harm to us. But we have to react before it comes in to play. So, Father, thank you for giving us the ability to have a quick reaction when Satan tries to bring in havoc into our marriages, into our homes, into our children, into our workplaces. Give us the ability to fight out these demons and understand and know who we are in you, Christ Jesus. And we know that you said in your word, you'd never leave us nor forsake us, but you would be with us at all times. So even during those difficult times when Satan is trying to get in, Holy Spirit, will you go and be with us? Will you, as a matter of fact, will you go and fight that battle for us and then let us know that you took care of it so that we didn't have to deal with it now? So no, thank you, Holy Spirit. There's so many battles that we know Satan tries to bring our way before we can even see them come and even know about them. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And I just want to be reassurance to our listening audience that there are so many that you avoid us from even coming in contact with. We'll never see them because you don't want us to deal with them. So we want to just first say thank you for handling all of that for us. And then when we do have challenges with demons trying to enter in and things are taking place, Lord God, because of sometimes other underlining things, give us the ability and the power to fight through them and be all we can be, Lord God. We want to be more loving and kind and generous like you, Lord Jesus. We want to show more love of who you are because you are love. And if we want to be like you, we must exemplify love as well. So tonight, be with us. Give us the ability to be all we can be and to come forward and speak through transparency. And then I want to say thank you, Lord, for all that we all will learn on this evening. Go and be with us all, Lord God, until we see you face to face as this awesome man of God comes forward with this word in season. As always, I pray blessings on top of blessings on everything he puts his hands to, everything he touches. I declare and I decree that no weapon that tries to form against him shall prosper. But I pray tonight that prosperity will be upon his life today and forevermore. Go and be with us both, Lord God, that we can be the best spouse on this side of heaven, that we can possibly, as I pray that same prayer, on every individual in the sound of my voice that is either married, looking to be married, and praying, Lord God, that you bless them with a special soulmate, that they also will have the ability to be the best spouse, Lord God, exercising their rights to be able to bring in the fruit of the Spirit in all that we do. And I love you and I thank you for the privilege to come before your throne, usher you in, Holy Spirit, because we can't do nothing without you. So thank you for your presence. I feel you already, and I say thank you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen, amen, and amen to the glory of God.
Well, amen. Somebody fired up tonight. We praise God and thank God. Welcome to all of you to Monday Night Omega Ministry Group Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for your presence, oneness, the willingness to fight demons. I know some may say, wow, that seems to be an interesting subject, but it's really the heart of the matter. I mean, marital warfare is at an all-time high. And instead of you seeing the world defend the value of a two-parent child-centered home that's driven by love and acceptance, we live in a world more obsessed with individual satisfaction. The loss of focus and the emphasis for marriage, the lack of emphasis for marriage has led to dismal results. Children growing up in this world of instant gratification. And that's why we must begin to fight to regain the proper perspective for marriage and the support needed by our families and all of our children. That's the world we live in today, a world where we all encounter negative mental and spiritual programming designed to disavow the merits of marriage with the messages and images we receive in this postmodern era. Marriage should be designed as the relationship that facilitates growth and development, given the major activities we typically encounter before and during the marital process. Unfortunately, the world has been contaminated with ideals and philosophies fostering disrespect for the monogamous marital behavior. I mean, it's amazing. Sometimes it appears that males and females no longer see modesty as an attractive personal attribute. Instead, the world seems under pressure to conform to preferences that are not necessarily in the best interest of the marital institution. We believe this is the driving force behind the increasing levels of separation and divorce in America and around the world. And as we have previously discussed, even last week, historical abuses lead to abuse in the present. And if it's left untreated, it will show up at any time. This past week, some of us maybe even caught a wind or two of the trial going on between Johnny Depp, and where both he and his wife have demonstrated what happened to them in the early stages of their life, where abuse came into play. And then once they began married themselves, the world teaches us, and the word says too, you have a tendency to do those things that you have been most exposed to. So if you have been exposed to a high level of abuse, it becomes quite necessary for you to pursue some level of counseling, some level of deliverance. And I know sometimes people say, well, when you speak of demons, what do you mean? Well, demons really mean any kind of entity, spiritual entity. You could call them demons, call them Satan, all kinds of names that have been attributed to this very powerful force that, for the lack of a better term, you may say is the leader of sin and the leader of lasciviousness and debaucherous activity around this world. And see, we need to ask ourselves a simple question. We believe, who among us is willing to fight to maintain the sacredness of marriage? Who among us is willing? I saw last week a brother that I respect, don't know him, but I respect him very highly, Malcolm Nance. They had a little clip on him where he said he was tired of talking, and he had gone over to Ukraine to fight with the Ukrainians. And this is a black man, but highly respected again, very knowledgeable of all of the international spy espionage arenas. And just, you know, look him up sometime. Very, very, very bright, very impressive brother. But he said he was sick and tired of talking, so he went over there and he was going to fight. And so, see, just as he was sick and tired of just sitting back and talking, he began to go and fight. Well, the same thing holds true for marriage in America and around the world. Who amongst us is willing to fight? Who amongst us is willing to know and to understand that if the enemy is out to steal, kill, and to destroy, we must begin to put on the full armor that's necessary to throw down and rebuke and reject the fiery darts of this enemy. For us to receive the full benefits we expect from marriage, it requires each one of us to grow and to be willing to sacrifice more of ourselves than in our marriage relationship than in any other relationship. And it's obviously natural to see, well, why should that be the case? Well, my question was, why shouldn't it not? That regardless of what may take place, regardless of what may happen, we live in a world today where you must fight to protect marriage, knowing and understanding that you've already agreed that you have entered into this sacred relationship until death you do you part. And so until both of you become perfected, that is your commitment to become perfected in each other. Just as we said in the word that we sometimes meditate and say to ourselves that I'm going to be a transformer. I'm not going to be conformed to this world. What it holds true in marriage is that we must learn to let go of the negative thought patterns that creep up every time we have a disagreement. We must learn and understand that in order for the marriage to be successful, we got to know there will be roadblocks. There will be situations that will take place. And once one or both spouses identify today what they may consider to be a problem or disconnect in that marriage, every attempt should be made to fight those demons that are going to continue to come in, those demons that will slander your spouse, those demons that would be libelous when it comes to your spouse, those demons that will want you to walk around with bitterness, with envy, with anger, with jealousy, all of that, where you meditating on it day and night. And guess what? The word already told you, if you meditate on that both day and night, then you will have success and prosperity in that reality. So see, we got to fight. We got to be willing to fight as though our very life depended on victory. And in fact, it does. See, we don't give an opportunity to ourselves and to marriage to fight through to the end, to fight through. That instead, when we have an issue, we want to give up. We have an issue. We want to blame so much that we want to throw in the towel instead of saying, no, I've won. I know I got to go through these trials. I got to go through these tribulations, but we've won. See, why are we seeing so many couples divorce and refuse to seek help to improve their marriage? At one time, I used to think it was only those that were not believers. It was just people that didn't believe in God, that for whatever reason, they just would find themselves looking for excuses and looking for reasons to separate and or divorce. But then we began to get into this marital counseling, and we began to see believers, those that said they believed in God, those that said they believed in the ministry of deliverance. Because we all know that according to Luke 4:18-19, the ministry of Jesus is about deliverance, is about setting captives free. And see, so many of us are in spiritual and mental bondage. So many of us still suffering from post-traumatic slavery disorder, that we have not been delivered. So many of us not knowing and understanding that when we look at the history of marriage for our people, who we are, the descendants of American slaves, that so often that spiritual familiarity, those spirits that even our ancestors may have had to deploy to save their lives, sometimes are the very spirits that cause us harm and cause us challenge in this present day. So yes, post-traumatic slavery disorder had a tremendous impact on the historical relationships and even the genetic transference of those relationships with our ancestors and our people. We should not be afraid of that. We shouldn't be ashamed of that. It's a reality, because we didn't have the same kind of luxury. Up until 1865, they were down here in the South, they were not legally married. They were just tattoo property. But now we know better. We can come to the point to where we can fight. We can put on the whole armor of God, and we can do all of those things necessary. So something may ask the question, with so many of these folks refusing to seek help to improve and just throwing in, what caused so many to simply turn their backs on marriage and their marital vows? What are the standards one should use today when contempting marriage in the first place? Well, I'm going to ask my lovely queen to come and share with us. We're going to take a short pause and give you a chance to go and get you a glass of water, iced tea, or whatever it is that you might need to get. And then we're going to come back and have her share what some of these things is causing these challenges today, and hopefully what are some of the things we should be doing about it to make sure we can get past this postmodern reality. We'll be right back.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. House just ain't no home anytime she goes away. And I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
Amen, amen. Ain't no sunshine when she or he's gone. We'll make sure we put he in there as well, because we all understand as women that we need our strong, God-fearing men around us, because God created them to protect us. He created them to cover us. He created them to be the leaders of our homes, of our household. And if he created them for that, we need them to be around to protect us. Jesse, this is such an awesome topic tonight. I know God was in the midst of allowing us this opportunity to come forward and be able to recognize that there's so many people, and including us. I mean, being transparent, I know I battle still yet with this thing we call menopause. I don't know how long I'll go through it. I just know that I'm going through and I'm not stopping, and I'll get my way to the other side sooner than later. I also realize that andropause causes havoc and issues upon marriages, and we're going to touch on just a little bit of those a little later, because that is part of, in my opinion, when we grow and mature and get a little older, especially when we have a little bit more time to ourselves, because more than likely our children are probably have exited out of our homes and they have started their lives, and so it gives us more time together. And how many of us know that the more you spend with someone, unless you have purpose to make sure that you're going to do your part to be able to get along, show love, use the fruit of the Spirit to operate in on a daily basis. If you don't tell yourself, well, wake up in the morning and tell yourself that's what you're going to do, and tell yourself, I'm going to fight off any demon that comes my way today. If you don't physically, mentally try to remind yourself that Satan is so busy, he's always coming to bring havoc, to steal, kill, and destroy anything in his path, it's up to us to know what to do when he comes our way. So when we think about this subject, one, the willingness to fight demons, Jesse, and I think about how God has truly blessed us, you know, I always think about what can I do different to help make a difference in our marriage. And it has to be that we have a willingness in our spirit to do our part to make sure that we do any and everything to allow ourselves the opportunity to be the best spouse on this side of heaven. You know, when we think about it, you know, either one or both spouses can identify where there might be a problem in the relationship or where there might be a disconnect. And when whoever brings it forth, it don't matter who it is, just long somebody is recognizing that there is some issues, there is some problems going on in the marriage, and you don't let too much time lapse, that's what's going to be so important. Because no matter what it is, if you acknowledge it first and you seek God's presence on what to do, you can overcome any situation. But so many of us, unfortunately, we don't want to acknowledge when things aren't going in the manner in which we know we came into the marriage thinking it was going to be a certain way, and it ends up being a different way. You might thought you knew your spouse better than you do, but you really don't. And so because of that, it causes other challenges. It then allows the door to be open for you to just say, come on, Satan, come on in. You know, you're welcome. Have a seat at our table. And we don't want that, because we know he's there to steal, kill, and destroy. So what we got to do is our part. We got to figure out what do we need to do to help make a difference. Well, I'm glad you asked, because there are a few areas, few examples of things that will cause Satan to want to come in and set at our dinner table. As a matter of fact, God forbid if you allow him to come in and get between the two of you in your bedroom where it's undefiled. And that's not an area you ever want Satan to come into. It's a horrible place to be, knowing that he's in the middle of the two of you. So do your part to rebuke him at all costs. And so one of the examples, Jesse, when I think about what are some of the things that cause us havoc or causes demons to come in. So if demons are coming in and we're not willing to fight them off, how many of us know that we got some issues in our household? And if you got issues in your household, you're not willing to deal with it, causes other challenges that you don't want to ever experience. But one of the things that I will say, Jesse, that I'm 100% in agreement with, I really believe in my heart of hearts that if we only knew Proverbs 31:30, when it talks about charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And I tell you, when we're young and we're having babies and we're doing our part to nurture our children, and so many of us having an opportunity to take that gift God has given us and bring nourishment to them through the body that he has given us, through the breast that he has given us to allow us to nourish our children, it puts us in such a happy and wonderful space. So many of us that not only the mothers but the fathers, when they're sitting next to you and they see how much their child is enjoying the milk from his mother's a body, that you can't do anything even as a father to get a smile on your face and be able to rejoice and know that things are going well, that you're in a happy place. And let's fast forward about 10 years and, you know, the children start growing up. They start doing a lot of activities. You're out with them with activities, so you're not spending as much time upon one another. So you're not allowing yourself that opportunity to have to fight off any havoc or challenges. But then if we fast forward another 10 years from now, you're looking at about 20. So you're probably looking at most of us being in our 40s or 50s where the children have gone off to college. And this is the time that I think it should be our golden years. These should be the years that we're loving on one another. But that example that I want to speak about, menopause, Jesse, it's a very important word because so much changes in our body, so much we go through in our bodies as it relates to menopause, and so many don't even really understand what it is. So many don't even want to review it and try to figure out what it is, because it's a natural process of aging. It really is. It's the stage when the ovaries completely stop producing reproductive hormones, Jesse. It's when then that the normal monthly periods that allow us the opportunity to bring children are there no more. So we've now matured into an age that now we are just to enjoy each other in our latter years. But what comes along with that, when we might say, oh, I can't wait until I'm giving up this monthly thing that causes so much challenges for so many of us. I mean, when you're having those monthly ministerial periods or ministerial opportunities that God gives you, that is what helps you have children early on. But it also can bring challenges. It can cause women to have, you know, blood clots. It can cause women, unfortunately, to have so much abdominal pain that they're in a fetal position. It can cause a woman to bleed so much that she becomes anemic. It causes a woman to have so much challenges going on that she becomes disruptive in the household. But then we always pray we want that to go away. But how many of us know when it goes away, it brings other challenges sometimes our way called menopause? And what menopause will do, it will allow us, yes, to go to that next level. But once we get through it, we become so much better as individuals. But it's like anything, you've got to get through it. Think about when you're in college and think about all of those nights, sleepless nights that you stayed up all night long. And when that day comes, and I'm speaking of college now and I'm speaking of high school, no matter what it is, you worked hard to get through this period that's called graduation, that you're graduating from one phase of your life into the next, that it should bring you much joy. When you're coming out of having those monthlies every month that cause problems, you have some sort of joy, and you're ready to go into that next phase of life. But how many of us know that even going into the next phase of life can cause us some additional challenges? Menopause is one of those areas that you come out of having those monthlies and going into menopause. And some of the things, Jesse, that we got to understand what it will cause, you know, just some of the symptoms that not everybody goes through this, which is good. And if you haven't gone through it, and I pray you never go through it, because I've gone through almost all of it, but some of the symptoms that men may not be aware of. And how can you help your wife? And you're supposed to be the one that protects your wife. You're supposed to be the leader in your household. You're supposed to be the one that can help guide and direct your household. It may not be just you. It may be also your children that are being impacted. As a leader, you have to know about it. So let me help you out a little bit. Some of the symptoms that will vary, but most people go through them. Irregular menstrual cycles as you're going through the very end of those cycles as you're going into menopause. You may have excessive sweating during the night. Hot flashes is what we refer to sometimes during the day when we're just going through. You might have a vaginal dryness, itching, and pain during sexual intercourse. So communication is key during this period of our lives, because if you just say you don't want to have sexual relations with your spouse, females or wives, you got to understand there's got to be an explanation so they have an understanding. If your body is going through, explain it. Talk to them about it so they can help you overcome. One of the other things that we go through are mood swings. And I know nobody likes those darn mood swings. I hate them. I go through them. Just being honest, being real. And I rebuke Satan. I yell at him. I get mad. I get so angry because I allow him sometimes to get in, get to me, and allow me to explode for no reason at times. I just feel like everything inside me and my mind is just exploding. And so we can overcome that by understanding who God is. There's going to be times when there's fatigue that comes your way. There's times when there may be weight gain. And so, husbands, you can do some additional things around the house when you see that your wife is going through. Husbands, you can allow yourself an opportunity to take your wife to the gym and help her out a little bit. These are just some of the things that go on through menopause, and I encourage all of us to do our part to learn a little bit more about it so that we can be the best individual on this side of heaven. And when I think about 2 Corinthians 12:9, Jesse, it says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. There are going to be times when we are weak, when we're going through menopause. And that's when God says, when one is weak, thou art strong. Spouse, husband, be the strong one during this period of time with your wife going through. And then when I think about Hebrews 13:5, Jesse, it says, the Christian woman can be assured that God will never leave or forsake her, because that's what he said in Hebrews 13:5, that he would never leave nor forsake us. But are we calling on his name? So many of us are going through and just laying in the bed and just allowing ourselves that opportunity and not wanting to call on the mighty name of Jesus and ask him to overcome in our mind, because the strongholds and imaginations that we can usually cast out, and we can replace it with just picking up the word of God, reading it, picking up a sermon that will bless your heart, instead of turning on the TV, turning on social media that's going to fuel, unfortunately, what you're going through. You don't put something positive, negative coming. So you got to do your part to make sure that you're fueling it the right way. Then when I think, Jesse, and I go back down and I think about how important God is and how much he wants us to cherish one another, when I speak about Ephesians 5:25, it said, this is how God created husbands. It said, husbands are to love their wives and to cherish them. How can you say you love and cherish your wife and you're not willing to help her overcome this very important life-changing process that she's going through as it relates to menopause? I hope that you get that opportunity to do just that. And then last but not least in this area, and I just want God to help us in all areas, because he will give us, allow us the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. He will guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. And that's in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, if only we allow him. So our minds, trust me, can be guarded by God if we allow. But if we don't allow God to do it, Satan's coming in, whether you want him to or not. And then when I think about the next area, Jesse, that can allow us to have a willingness to fight off demons because of this other example of things that happen, you know, it can cause havoc and cause challenges. It's called andropause. And so many people don't even know what andropause is because they haven't taken the time to study it. They haven't taken the time to look at it. They don't understand that this also is an opportunity for the women now to give back and do what they can to support their husbands. One of the things when I think about andropause, and andropause is just the male version of menopause, and it happens midlife around 30, around, it actually can start anywhere from 35 all the way up to 55 or 60 in the men. It can take a longer process, but they're going through it. And some of the signs that you should be aware of, women, as you know that your husband may be going through this thing we refer to as andropause. And again, andropause is just simply very similar to what it is with women. But in men, it is changes in hormone levels in men that are noticed as part of the aging process and are associated with the what we call andropause. And it's so when we think about the men and all that they're going through, they go through pretty much some of the same symptoms, same challenges, same issues, some of the things that they are. They got some crucial hormones that are lacking, and they have challenges with DHEA. They have issues sometimes with natural occurring steroid hormone that causes them some challenges. And so with all of this in mind, then we know that it can cause havoc upon your life in many areas. One of the things that if you are a man that you're looking at, apart from just your normal aging, there are other factors that contribute to low testosterone levels that include, but not everybody will experience all of them, stress. Some of these are caused by high blood pressure, chronic inflammation. I know a lot of us know a lot of individuals, excess body fat, low physical activity, exposure to heavy metals, pesticides, and other pollutants. But think about it. If we as wives see some of these changes happening in our spouse, in our husband, we have to also do our part to make sure, Jesse, that we're taking care of our spouse, our husband. Yes, God said the man is there to take care of the wife, but there are going to be times when those tables turn, when we see some things are happening with our spouse, and there are things we must do, we must understand, we must know, so that even if the sexual relations function of our relationship kind of slows down a little bit because there may be some ED existing because of some of these things going on, there is help out there that you can get. But are you communicating that? Are you talking to your wives, husbands? Are you letting them know that you're becoming a little bit more challenged in this area? If your spouse loves you, she's going to walk through this life-changing event with you. She's not going to kick you to the side and say, I have no more use for you. She's going to do everything she can to do her research to find out, how can I be of a service to my spouse? When there are times when you might feel, think, and believe that your husband is going through a form of depression, you can normally see it if only you allow yourself an opportunity to be observant and to know what he is doing and how he is responding. Ask questions. It's okay to ask questions. And then I hope and pray that when the questions are asked, that the delivery of the response comes back in a manner in which God would be well pleased. Because all of us have a tendency to be defensive with certain questions. And then if we're defensive, then guess what happens? Your delivery comes to the point, then you're bringing more havoc. You're bringing more demons in, because then you're going to cause yourself to have more issues in trying to understand one another. And when I think about it, Jesse, and when I think about andropause, and I think about Hebrews 4 and 16, where it says, Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Andropause, menopause, it doesn't matter. We are in a time of need as a spouse. And in one manner that we can fight off demons is to understand these areas a little bit better. The last thing that I will speak about is being disrespectful. Wives, one of the things that is told in Proverbs 21:19, and we all know this scripture, and we never want to be like this scripture, where it says, it is better to live in a desert land than with a quarrelsome and fretful woman. That is in Proverbs 21:19. And then when we flip on ahead, when we talk about Proverbs 12:4, it says, an excellent wife is to the crown of her husband, but she who brings shame is like rottenness to his bones. So we got to know that we don't want to bring rottenness to his bones. We want to do our part. We want to make sure that we remain the individual that God created for this awesome man of God, that he brought us together in holy matrimony into from being two to now one into oneness. And so it's up to us to do our part to figure out how can we do whatever we need to do to be respectful. And then when we think about it, husbands, it says, you know, in the Bible when it talks about for the husbands to make sure that they love their spouse as Christ loved the church. And so if you're not loving your spouse as Christ loved the church, you need to do a deeper drill in what that love is all about so that you can help contribute to your wife being more respectful and not disrespectful. And then the wife, I'm going to encourage you, allow your spouse to know what you're going through. Allow your spouse to understand what's bringing challenges your way with what they may be doing so that your spouse won't be disrespectful based on the way you're acting. It's a two-way street on how we are to deal with all of this. So let us understand that as we're going through the changes of life, let us be respectful and not disrespectful in what we do. As we think about Ephesians 5:21-24, and in my closing, Jesse, it says, submit one to another out of reverence of Christ. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which is the Savior. He is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, and also wives should submit to their husbands in everything in the same light. And then last but not least, when I speak about 1 Corinthians 11:3, it says, but I want you to realize that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. And if we can get into living our lives more like these scriptures, Jesse, we will find ourselves in a position to be more loving, more kind, more understanding with menopause, more understanding with andropause, less disrespectful and more respectful along the way. And then when we really truly think about it, it allows us to be grateful and not ungrateful in all the areas that God has put before us. And one of the things that in my closing, I want you to understand that the manner in which God put life together so that Satan can't come in and interfere. And I close with this. He always said, put God first, put marriage second, family third, and all others fall behind. And so if we allow ourselves to live our life like this, with God always the first of everything we do, we will find ourselves in a very successful manner, and then it will give us the willingness to fight these demons off even more so. May God bless you. May God bless your marriages. Continue to do your part to be the best spouse on this side of heaven. Communicate as much as you can. Ask questions. Answer questions with love. I say this in Jesus' name, and pray that God allow you to be blessed by it.
Well, amen. Powerful. Prophetic utterance. Powerful, powerful, powerful. You must be willing to fight those demons of envy, jealousy, doubt, fear, unbelief, wrath, malice, all of that stuff, slander, gossip. You can do that even with your spouse and about your spouse, talking to a friend, a co-worker, a relative, your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother. None of that should take place. only those good, beautiful communications, edifying communication should come out of your mouth when you're speaking to another person about your spouse. I hope everybody that's hearing my voice, that you're guilty of that, that you don't go out and get into agreement with somebody about something you feel your spouse is doing that you are not in agreement with. Don't go out and get into agreement. That's going out and get into a witchcraft. Because when you're going out and you're sowing seeds of discord in your own marriage, and then you're trying to get an amen on it from somebody else, you're not fighting demons then. You're in concert with demons. You're in concert with familiar spirits. You really don't want that. Secondly, after that, Ephesians 4:29, speaking about edification, think on the good things, always, Philippians 4:8. That's what the good report should be about. We have situations that come up, and every now and then we want to just meditate on those situations. But we need to know and understand that, as Tammy laid out so beautifully, both the man and the woman, you're going to have some challenges you're going through. Those are physical changes that take place in your chemical manufacturing plant, which is your body. You're a chemical factory. And when all of those chemicals are not in sync and not balanced, you will have some form of blevy within yourself, some form of boiling liquid expanding vapor explosions, where the vapors are your emotions, which no longer are intact when you are not thinking on the end result, which is oneness. When you are allowing those battles, those disagreements, those illusionary disagreements that take place to emerge far greater than necessary. So at the end of the day, we could do some simple things. Just pray without ceasing. Know and understand there will be moments and times when you're going to have some challenges, where you got to cast down that vain imagination. That's what 2 Corinthians 10:3, 4, and 5 talks about, casting down that vain imagination. Because we know and understand that whatever you imagine can be achieved. That's what God himself said in the 6th chapter of Genesis. Whatever, and that your mind is going to be on evil continuously, because the small g god of this earth is constantly bombarding you with stuff, like it says in 2 Corinthians 4:4, that the small g god of this world would bombard your mind so much that you believe not that it's powerful, that it's possible for you to experience oneness. But you got to keep on believing and keep on fighting, because, you know, it ain't over till it's over. And so we pray tonight that you'll invest the time necessary to make sure when you have a moment of disagreement that it does not become a battle, that it does not become a war. And, Father, we pray that the words that were shared tonight, sharing in love, they will go out, they will not return void, but they will accomplish everything that they've been sent to do. That we begin to know and to understand we must fight, we must cast down, we must walk in the deliverance that's been made available for us. And that as we learn to fight, not with each other, not against each other, but against the demons, those invisible entities who have been sent to discharge and dislodge marriages, not only here in America, but around the world. And all in agreement, Father, simply say, amen. Join us again next week. It's going to be a great, great time. We praise God for you. Dial back in at 9 o'clock for our sister, Minister Leah Killings. God bless.
Agape love.